Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So do you want to take your strength training routine to the next level? Make it a little bit more difficult, a little bit harder, and you hear about the terms muscle confusion. What is that? Does that mean confusing your muscles so they don't know what they're doing, or does that mean changing up your routine so that your muscles will then adapt to new and different exercises and thereby getting stronger? My guest is Dr. Yuri Fato. He is an exercise physiologist from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So, Dr. Fato, welcome to the show, and let's talk about strength training. We want to take it up a notch. The ladies listening are tired of doing the same old exercises. They want to strength train, but they want to take it up just a little notch. They don't want to look like some kind of Russian bodybuilder, but they do want to push it a little harder, make it happen a little faster. Tell us what we can do.
Well, I think the first misconception that we have to take into consideration is that as a female, you know, it's impossible for you to get to that body type that so many women are afraid of without the use of anabolic steroids or any kind of supplement of that nature. A female body is just not made up for that. So I think the first thing that I would suggest for the female listener is, don't be afraid of doing weight training. And going to your primary question was, changing it up. Not being afraid of doing certain things that may be out of your comfort zone. For example, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends 8 to 12 repetitions at a moderate intensity of 8 to 10 exercises. But that's a beginner prescription. Changing it up for going a little bit heavier on certain days of the week instead of doing more repetitions, do a little bit heavier weight, less repetitions. There's always that sort of inverse relationship, if you will. If you have higher weight, do lower reps. So you don't always have to do 12 repetitions.
Okay, so we can, because people hear the machines, 12 reps, 10 to 12, moderate weight. But if you are a woman, say, in your 20s and 30s, maybe even up into your 40s as I am, and you want to really make stuff happen fast, let's start with abdominals because we absolutely want to strength train. Now, we all know, Dr. Fato, we cannot spot reduce. We cannot, spot trim, but we can spot train. So sure. If we want to look at abdominals, your favorite abdominal exercises for really good, intense core work.
Oh, wow. I have a few, but I would probably say the easiest one to do would be a plank.
Love the planking. How do you like to get your clients to plank?
The easiest way, if you have someone who's moderately active, again, this will be someone who has been doing some type of exercise. This is not just sedentary person who's never done any exercise. For that person, you would have to modify a little bit. But for someone who's been moderately active, the easiest way would be just, both elbows on the floor, knees on the floor and toes on the floor, and then all of a sudden, when you're ready, you lift from your hips, get the knees off the ground, and you could hold that position for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds if you wanted to. Once you get a little bit more advanced, you could lift one of the legs if you wanted to at a time. You kind of add a little bit more resistance. You will be called more of an isometric contraction. So you could do it that way. You could modify it that way as well.
And I like to put it on the ball and
sure.
Put your forearms on the ball and have you moving, rolling your elbows just a teensy bit forward. And boy,
yep.
You can really, I've got a 10-year-old daughter who can put her arms, like her elbows, she can push them forward on that ball till she's mm-hmm. almost flat with it.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's again, you're sort of taking it up a notch, a little bit higher intensity. You want to be a little bit more, you would have to have someone who is a little bit more advanced, that has been able, it's strong enough to do that. And if you want to take it a little bit even further, instead of putting the ball on your elbows, you put the ball on the feet and you have the person sort of roll the ball underneath them, bring the knees up to the chest, and then stretch that body out. But, again, that's an advanced movement, and I wouldn't recommend anyone just trying it without at least proper supervision.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the good old chest press. We women, we want nice arms. We want a nice chest. We want not to have to have these things lifted by surgery. We'd like to keep them strong. We want nice shoulders and triceps. What's your basic chest press? Do you like machine? Do you like bars, dumbbells? How do you like us to do that the best?
How about I'll take you off of any of that machine? I'll save you some money if you don't, if you're traveling, you don't have access to a gym that way. Just do the good old push-up, just a regular push-up. You could do a modified push-up on the knees. Knees are on the floor, toes are on the floor, they're touching. Both arms are about shoulder width apart, right in line with your shoulders. And you bring the chest down to the floor and back up. So just a regular push-up. It's probably the easiest exercise to do, the simplest, as well as the most economical. And, you know, that would be your modified push-up. And if you want to bring it up a little bit more intensity, then get those knees off the floor, and then you do them on your toes. So you do a regular push-up.
A good old-fashioned army push-up.
Just a regular push-up. You don't need any of the, you know, a lot of the times we forget that those body exercises, they're efficient and they're effective. And we could do them anytime, any day, at any particular time during the day. So you don't really need any equipment.
Now, what about this muscle confusion things, Dr. Fato? We've been hearing so much about it, and people don't know. Are they supposed to change up their routine, or are they supposed to do an exercise for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and then change it? Are we supposed to be changing every week? Clear that up for us.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you want to change it up every week. I mean, some people say you do, some people say you don't. I mean, I think it depends on the person. You know, some people are comfortable changing the exercise. You definitely want to change the exercises that you're doing, say every 3, 4, 5 weeks. But, it becomes a comfort thing for most people. So I would encourage your listeners to kind of stay within their comfort zone, but it's definitely important for whatever exercise you're doing to change it up, to increase that resistance. There's what we call progressive overload. If you're able to do 10, 12 repetitions of the same exercise, you're either A, going to change the exercise, or B, increase the weight of that particular exercise. So always striving to get better with that particular exercise and do a little bit more. It's always important.
So it's okay to change it up. You just don't necessarily want to do it every single week, but you do want to kind of give your muscles a chance to maybe try, say, a tricep kickback, and then maybe a tricep push down, or maybe some seated dips, or something to work your triceps in many different ways.
Absolutely, and I think the key component on that is, I mean, you still work in the same muscle group, but I think the most important part is just variety. You know, we get bored after a while, so if that variety is going to help you come back to the gym on a regular basis, then do it. Change it up. Think outside the box. I mean, today's resources are endless with, the availability of the internet and your phone apps and all that sort of thing. You can look at any kind of exercise for any type of muscle group whenever you want. So, don't be afraid of changing it up and do something different with your exercise program. That's really important.
That is really important. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Fato, wrap it up for us. Strength training, taking it to the next level.
Taking it to the next level. I think, there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of buzzwords out there with some of these high-intensity training program, and it's sort of where we're sort of hearing more about it. Examples, P90X, Insanity, CrossFit. Those are all good. Again, the most important part is you want to make sure that you are working with qualified individuals at whatever it is that you're doing. And then just give it a shot. It may not be for you right now, but it's definitely something that you can do. You may have to just modify depending on your fitness level.
And you can always take it to the next level, vary your routine, try some different exercises, scroll around, check it out. And, of course, you're learning that right here on Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Right here on Radio MD, this is Melanie Cole. Stay well.